Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share a spiritual lesson on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today, we're talking about the topic, I Will Restore, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 7 and 8. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against us. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. I'm so excited today because of the reminder from the Lord that the same way he restored the children of Israel from their transgression and Babylonian captivity, that he can restore his perfect image in me. I'm so elated that the same God who gave this precious promise to the children of Israel and to the children of Judah in Jeremiah 33 verse 7 and 8 has given me this same promise today. Let us take a few minutes to examine and to reflect on the words of the Lord to his people in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 7 and 8. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and I will build them at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. Here we see the Lord again reminding his people that he will pardon their iniquities and restore them from the Babylonian captivity. I'm not sure about you, but today God raised my consciousness to the fact that he is in the business of restoring that which has been broken in our lives. We serve an awesome God who knows exactly which message to send to us and at what time to send the message to us so that we never give up. For those of us who feel like we have had enough and it is time to call it a day, God is saying to us today, I will restore. For those of us who have been praying for a breakthrough and we just cannot wait any longer, God is reminding us that we should hold on a little longer because change is coming. God is reminding those of us who just cannot find a solution to the serious problems and issues that plague our relationship with our spouse, our relationship with our children, our relationship with the people at church, and our relationship with our co-workers, that he will sort it out. He will sort out the problem for us because he's in the business of restoring broken relationships. Today, God is reminding us that in the same way he reminded the children of Israel and Judah that there is nothing impossible for him to do. There is no problem we have that God cannot fix. There are no issues that we have that God cannot resolve. There is nothing that we are going through that God cannot find a way to get us out of it. Today, God is asking us to put all of our trust in him, knowing that no matter what the situation we are dealing with at the moment, God has the power to restore. If we don't allow ourselves to exercise faith and confidence in the Lord, it will be difficult for him to resolve the issues we have and to restore us to the place where we were before. We must let go of our own ideas about how the broken things in our lives will be fixed. And in turn, We must put all of our trust and confidence in the Lord so that He can restore those things which have been broken in our lives. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, that he made the following statement, and I quote, "The prophecy itself, a great deal of comfort is wrapped up in it for the relief of the captives, to keep them from sinking into despair. Observe what the blessings are which God has in store for Judah and Jerusalem, such as will redress all their grievances. 1. Are they scattered and enslaved, and is their nation laid in ruins? I will cause their captivity to return, both that of Israel and that of Judah. And I will rebuild them as I built them at first, when they, by their repentance, do their first works. God will be their restoration to do His first works. 2. Is sin the procuring cause of all their troubles? That shall be pardoned and subdued, and so the root of the judgments shall be killed. By sin they have become filthy and odious to God's holiness, but God will cleanse them and purify them from their iniquity, as those that were ceremonially unclean and were therefore shut out from the temple when they were sprinkled with the water of purification had liberty of access to it again, so that they to their own land and the privileges of it when God had cleansed them from their iniquities. In allusion to that sprinkling, David prays, "Purge me with hyssop." By sin, they have become guilty and obnoxious to his justice. But He will pardon all their iniquities, will remove the punishment to which for sins they were bound over. All who by sanctification grace are cleansed from the filth of sin by pardon, mercy, are free from the guilt of it. End of quote. What a mighty God we serve. What an encouraging message from the Lord, that even though we feel so broken and in despair, He will restore what has been broken into pieces and place us in a position where there will be joy. Joy bubbling in our soul. I pray that we will continue to allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of every single area of our lives, so that God can calm our soul, and as we await the restoration that God will give to us in the future. We serve an awesome God. Never doubt that. Let us pray. Father, we thank You again for this message, for this powerful word today. I remind the Lord that You have the power to restore all that was broken. Help us, Lord, to place our lives in Your hands so that You can restore us to our full potential, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.